Hi there, happy Thursday to you and welcome to today's daily teaching. So over the last 3 days, we've done a good bit of delving deeper into the difference between a fixed and a growth mindset, looking at our own beliefs and thoughts around that, looking at something we want to achieve and looking at whether we fear or embrace failure. And then yesterday used a beautiful meditation to wash away any negativity. So today what I'd like to do is actually get into how you can take the first step to creating a growth mindset. We looked at a couple of more surface level things the other day, and this is actually quite a simple thing to do before we move on to tomorrow, which is the final day, which we'll go in a little bit deeper. But when you're thinking about creating a growth mindset, it's all about trying to step out, like we were saying, of the box, to believe that things are possible. And even if you don't have the tools or the skills or know everything right now or know that it's possible in this moment, that it's about what steps can I take to get there. But one thing I always find really great to be able to look forward to how you can progress towards something is to use your past positive experiences around what you've achieved, what you've overcome and what you've gone for as ways of bringing that energy into your future. Because you have, at some point in your life, and I'm sure many times in fact, you have overcome difficulties, you have stepped out of your comfort zone, you have listened to your gut, you have embraced failure, you have got rid of the fears and the negativities, and you have succeeded in things and you have achieved great things. So what I'd like you to do today is to think of one, if that's all you can think of, one really good thing that you did where you had an intention or a goal or a thought even of something you wanted to achieve and you pushed to get there. You learned the skills, you stepped out of your comfort zone and you did that. If possible, if you have more than one, I'd love you to think of those two. Because the best way to create a growth mindset is to realize that you already have one and that it is there somewhere and that maybe things have been more difficult over the last while or over a prolonged period of time over the last number of years. But at some stage, you have stepped into that mindset. What my aim and hope for as you move forward over the next weeks and months and years ahead is that you sit in that growth mindset space more often. And that even if it's not somewhere that you're there every day, it would be great that if you were there more than less. So when we look back, it's a great way of actually saying to yourself, look, I did something like that before. Might be a different goal. You might even be going back to doing the same goal. I'm always talking about different things around weight and stuff that I like to lose. And I have a very workable plan that I've done a good number of times and had great success with and great actual sustainability with. So I already know what I need to do if I want to go to that space again. Then you have to think about, well, why haven't I doing it? And then you go into that kind of fixed mindset place. But I know, and I already have very valid, realistic evidence of something that I've done before that I can recreate. And at that point, I obviously was in the right growth mindset to say, right, I'm going to do this and I'm going to go for it. And even if it's not easy and all of those things, I've done that around career, I've done that around relationships, around finance, every part of my life, as I'm sure you have. I have no doubt in my mind, and I can say that I have no doubt in my mind that every single one of you members today listening to this has done this in one way or another, and probably plenty of times. So that's all I want you to do today, is think of something you've achieved before, think of the steps you took, think of the headspace you were in. What did it take to get you from A to B, from A wanting that change and from to B getting that change? How did you think? What did you do? What did you believe? How did you go about it? And how did you achieve it? And what I'd like you to do then is to take what you've done over the last couple of days and picking that one particular thing, or if you've more that you do want to achieve throughout this growth mindset, and see if you can use any of the skills that you used in the past and bring them into the present to help you move into the future. So I look forward to our last day tomorrow. We're going to delve in much deeper and finish off the week getting to be in a really, really strong place of growth. I look forward to talking to you then.